This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Somewhere in the bowels of the city that never sleeps.
Kevin McCullough, radio host with Salem Media.
Is a man also not sleeping.
Syndicated radio talk show host Kevin McCullough.
And that guy would like a word with you.
Many of you know him from his books for Damas.
Of course that Kevin show is going to be great. The only thing that could be greater, of course, would be that Donald show. But we don't have that, so we have that Kevin show.
Featuring the music of Dick Tunney and the Dream in Color Orchestra. And yet to come this hour on That Kevin Show, they are trying to keep your youth from being stolen. Carol Markowitz and Bethany Mandel. A little bit later, he had the number one Super Bowl commercial this year, Brad Hill. And back to the spotlight stage, Kristen Getty and Sky Peterson. And now, from Times Square, home of the 300-pound, barfing, beer-bellied leprechaun not named St. Patrick, here's That Kevin.
Of all the awesome things that we do in celebrating St. Patrick's Day, and that's what announcer guy Dave came up with, what's wrong with you? Good grief. St. Patrick's Day is this upcoming week, and it's going to be you know, quite the thing. We go from SantaCon in the Christmas cycle, where you've got Santa's partying and getting drunk and going all over the city, to everyone being Irish for a day and doing the same thing. Anyway, welcome. It's Kevin McCullough. Glad you're with us. Hour number two. If you missed anything in hour number one, you know the podcast is always available for you, so please go back and get it. Very thankful to have Arthur Idala with us, and love the music of Kristen Getty and Sky Peterson. We've got more of that on the way this hour as well. Now, you may have noticed that we live in a very interesting age. There are people that are very upset about certain things, and I mean ragey. When you're talking about whether or not you can use someone's pronouns or not, depending on who you're talking to, you're going to get an eyeful, maybe a fistful, of reasons why you should see it their way. But it's not very often that people will resort to actual violence. At least I hope it's not. It's not been my experience, although I will say this week in New York it proved to be very interesting. First of all, we had this amazing couple of nights where the bride and I were able to go and be with friends and see some really amazing stuff. And I want to kind of like highlight some of the good stuff that a couple of our friends have done this week. The Independent Women's Forum and Kelsey Bowler, who is on my show weekly, talking about issues that moms care about for sure, and that even as she was a young, single, you know, conservative woman just a few years ago, she was already thinking about. But she has put together this documentary called Identity Crisis, and the kind of crisis of gender ideology in the schools and what that's doing to kids that would never even be questioning what their gender is. It's kind of a ridiculous thing to question, actually, because your anatomy tells you what you are. There's nothing you can do to change your DNA. If you are born with male parts, you're going to be a male until you die. You can take all the hormones you want. You can have all the surgeries you want. You get hit by a bus and they come and scrape up your body off the road. They're going to show you that your DNA is still going to register as male. It's never going to change. So that fully can't ever be changed. Your sex determines what you are. Similarly, now we've got this big push by the government pushing down, saying if a kid questions his sex, that you should only affirm whatever the questioning leads them to, which is kind of, I don't know, ridiculous. And so the night after, Independent Women's Forum came to New York City and demonstrated their documentary. Two best-selling authors, Carol Markowitz and Bethany Mandel, came the next night to sign their books. And in the middle of their presentation, as they are there welcoming people to come and see their book and just congratulate them on the good job done of writing this. And it's a book that's all about CRT, and we're going to get into it here in just a couple of segments. There were people that got wind that the party was going down. They came, they saw the poster, they Googled the name of the book, they decided to protest, and in Michael Scott classic office fashion, they threw a glass against the wall that did not break. They were trying to express how upset they were, and yet they could not even break a glass as they were trying to express that degree of upsettedness. Which really, at the end of the day, you just have to say is just plain hilarious. Now, in addition to this, this week on The View, another woman, supposedly speaking on behalf of women, for the good of women, for the good of women's children, etc., Jane Fonda came up with a different solution for people that oppose her viewpoints on certain issues.
We have experienced many decades now of having agency over our body, of being able to determine when and how many children to have. We know what that feels like. We know what that's done for our lives. We're not going back. I don't care what the laws are. We're not going back.
I think the women will rise up.
That's the activist.
That's Jane speaking,
yeah. and she probably will get a Nobel Prize.
But it's
very,
the truth.
Very soon.
It is the truth. We're not going to do it.
Besides marching and protesting, what else do you suggest?
Well, it doesn't happen overnight. It's not a miraculous.
What did you say?
Murder.
She's kidding. Wait a second. She's just kidding.
Don't say that. That's
you don't know. They'll pick up on that. And
yeah, that's
it.
The worst.
She's just kidding.
Well, let me talk to you about.
Jane Fonda, the activist, the actress, the, I don't know, icon, whenever she was, suggesting murder for people that disagree with her on the issue of whether or not abortion should be legal. Now, she's talking about agency of her own body. First of all, the woman's 165 years old. When is she going to even need an abortion from here on out? Her three children are too old to need them anymore. They're all in their 50s and 60s. At the end of the day, this issue is going to be determined by people that are living and currently in need of what they're talking about now. And you know what the women of today want? Who do you think drove the pro-life message that got to the Supreme Court that eventually saw Roe v. Wade overturned? And, oh, by the way, the decision to provide abortions legally just only reverted back to the states. It didn't ban anything. It didn't turn anybody down, et cetera, et cetera. It simply went back to the states. Who do you think drove that? Who do you think populates the March for Life every year? Hundreds of thousands of people showing up. What do you think about 65 to 70% of that crowd is? Women. Women do not, in large majority, want to kill their babies. That's not how they think about this. And they don't want to see their kids sexualized in school. They don't want to see them transitioned. They will hold their hand and help them in the detransitioning, but they don't want CRT and this gender ideology and lockdowns and masks and all the rest of it taking over their kids' lives. And that's what these really admirable women, Carol Markowitz, Bethany Mandel, Kelsey Bowler, the Independent Women's Forum, that's what they were all in New York talking about this week. And I couldn't have been more proud than to understand and to realize we have these really talented ladies on my shows all the time. And they are fighting. They are fighting for their family. They are fighting for their children. They are fighting for your children. They are fighting for the next generation to be able to have their children and have them in a healthy, loving environment that isn't going to try to destroy them. Most significantly, by trying to turn them against you. Their loving parent. Jane Fonda may think, oh, murder is the way to handle the people we disagree with. I'm kind of not of that opinion. I'm kind of the opinion that we need to probably show more compassion and less rigidity when it comes to your way of thinking. And right now, all of the rigidity is on the side of the gender ideology. It's all on the side of the pro-murder, pro-choice, pro-abortion side. None of the compassion is being heard from that side. Anyway, we've got a big show. Speaking of CRT, gender ideology, Carol Markowitz, Bethany Mandel, join me next. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you-know-where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I gotta tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code KMC.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
All right, my next guests are no strangers to those of you who listen to Kevin McCullough Radio. In fact, for the last number of years, both have appeared on nearly a weekly basis, one on Tuesday, one on Friday, but tonight, we got them both together. It was an act of God, nature, and everything else. You could, maybe the Avengers as well. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for my very special friends, Bethany Mandel and Carol Markowitz. Ladies, it is wonderful to see you.
Thank you. God, I feel like we had to claw our way onto this show. Really.
It's a bit as hard as it was, but we'll just leave that for another time. Hey, listen, my bride and I had a chance to be with you just a couple of nights ago in New York. I know you've got launch parties going on everywhere. We've been talking about this book, Carol, since before Bethany started coming on my show on a regular basis. You and I were talking about this book. It's finally here. But for those that haven't heard anything about it, why did two moms, as I wrote about in my column this last week, why did two moms who were busy raising, you know, bazillion kids decide to sit down and title a work called Stolen Youth and take on these very difficult subjects?
We just felt like we had all this free time and, like, you know, what were we going to do with it? So we decided to write a book. Go ahead, Bethany.
Well, yeah, I mean, we just sort of, free time. I've had two babies in the last year and a half, and I was like, well, I don't sleep anyway, so I might as well. The real answer was, you know, we're both columnists. That's our bread and butter. And there's so much content out there churning consistently about this sort of woke assault on childhood. I just got a text message from one of my girlfriends, and I sent Carol a screenshot that her daughter today in the car said, I want to order a chest binder and have a conversation about top surgery. Her daughter's in early middle school, and the mom is panicked. And she said, do you have resources? This is where I know where she lives, but she said, you know, this is where I'm sort of looking for a like-minded provider who will talk to my child about the mental health struggles that she's facing in the wake of, you know, her school was closed for a year and a half and she's never quite emotionally recovered from that. And she's sort of superimposed all of those mental health issues onto this gender stuff. And her school librarian has been handing her books that the mother is horrified by.
Of course.
The school social worker is doing the same. And we were getting these stories all the time. And we just said, like, there's got to be something more than just writing a column. And obviously, we're never going to stop writing columns because there's going to be a never-ending churn of material out there. But we wanted to do a deeper dive because all of these individual stories are linked. This is part of an experiment that the left is running on our children to remake our society. And it's terrifying. And they're using our kids as guinea pigs. And there's a lot of kids like my friend's daughter who will be so much worse for the wear. You know, when we were kids, the way that girls sort of worked their way through the emotional upheaval of teenagedom, the worst it got was anorexia, bulimia, and cutting, which is horrible. And we treated it like the mental health crisis it was. Now we're saying, well, you know, maybe you're a different gender. And instead of treating that mental health crisis as a crisis, we're validating it. And in so doing, we're maiming them in countless ways, emotionally, physically, and with hormones. And I mean, it's going to take 10, 15 years to find out what happens. But in the meantime, we will have scarred an entire generation of children.
This, what you just identified, has been a trait of the modern left since at least the Obama era, where they use government to institute experimentation into whatever their imagination comes up with. And in the Obama years, they really did it heavily in the military. But under Joe Biden, this has moved center stage right into public education. And Carol, you and I have been talking about it at least that long. But the real sinister thing about this is that they don't just want parents to not have knowledge or permission. They don't want parents to have authority or custody of their child's choices. And right. they don't want the parents basically in any way to dispute whatever it is that they are shoveling out of their latest wacko idea factory.
That's it. Yeah.
And you have been talking about this for a long time. How much worse has it gotten in just the last 2 years?
I think COVID really brought it to a head where it's happening just at a much more widespread level than it had been before. As you know, I was born in the Soviet Union. So for me, when I realized that it all felt very like the stories my family would share about the Soviet Union and about severing the ties of the family that have happened in totalitarian societies throughout history, all of that seemed very familiar to me. And suddenly I saw that that was like the common thread of this leftism. The example that I often give is, you know, what's the difference between like the old liberals who would indoctrinate college students, for example, versus the new woke? And what I'll say is the old liberalism is a woman's studies degree. The new woke is a woman's studies degree, but doesn't know what a woman is. And it's all very, all very forced conformity where you must believe what they are telling you or you really risk some things. I mean, this mom who is fighting for her child, you know, she might lose a lot of her social standing in her social group. It's very possible. She might have people target her at her job if it comes out that she's not affirming her gender, you know, bending child. And the fact is that all of this is so scary that so many people end up not speaking out or not standing up even for their own kids. And right. That's really what Bethany and I want to explain to people, that nobody's coming to save your kids. It has to be you.
The book is called Stolen Youth, and you can see it on the screen. I want to make sure that everyone knows you need to go get a copy of this, one for yourself and three or four for moms and families and people that are in your circle to give them a copy when they come to you and ask you, as Bethany's friend did to her, do you have any resources? The amount of information we are getting on how this is happening and going down is there's plenty out there. It's like a waterfall. It just never stops coming. There's so much information. And there's information out there about how bad it is. Mm-hmm. The unique factor in the last couple of years is that it is actually getting worse. As parents are getting involved, some of this has not lessened at all. And in fact, in just the last couple of years, Kelsey Bowler, who works at the Independent Women's Forum, has been tracking this very carefully, says even with all the negative attention that has been drawn to it, even with Europe shutting down some of their transitioning clinics, the American political machine that is the far left, the Democratic Party, the White House, that whole group has said, no, we're doubling down. We're going harder. We're going to invest more energy into this, and we're going to make people feel worse if they don't abide by it. That's why, friend, you need to buy the book. Stolen Youth. Go get it. Carol Markowitz, Bethany Mandel, the authors. And, if just as another resource for them, if you would like to get a copy of this podcast, this conversation, that might be a great way to start the conversation with people that you know, because Bethany, you're not the only one who has a friend who's asking those questions. And that's the problem. It is not going away anytime soon. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, what are simple steps that you're encouraging people to do on That Kevin Show? Stay here.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Two high-profile GOP hopefuls are visiting the early caucus state of Iowa. Former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley and Florida Governor Ron DeSantis are both making the rounds in the Hawkeye state. Russian attacks against Ukraine have killed at least 464 children, new data released from the country's National Police Force revealed. The news comes a few days after Russia carried out over a dozen missile strikes across Ukraine, causing mass power outages. Silicon Valley Bank, seized by federal regulators yesterday, has been a solid institution for tech startups for decades. However, a major venture capital firm this week advised clients to withdraw their deposits. The first ever 3D printed rocket is scrubbing another launch. Relativity Space and other commercial spaceflight companies are hoping the 3D printed rocket is the answer to how to drive down the costs of space launches. Jerry Varmash, USA News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
From New York, that Kevin McCullough.
And we're back from New York. A little bit of a somber and serious couple of segments here with my very good friends, most esteemed ladies. I have such deep respect, profound respect for both of them, because as I mentioned in this last week on Town Hall, I wrote about the ferocity of moms that are getting involved in this issue. And that's where I want to start this conversation, Carol. The fact that women who won't even consider voting for a Republican on many other levels, even they are looking at their school districts and saying, this is out of control. Bethany told the story of a mom that reached out to her.
Right.
But you've created anxiety in a sector of the electorate that I don't think the left anticipated pushing back to the degree that they have. Absolutely. How important are the moms in this fight, and what are some things that you're noticing that moms are doing to take control of the situation?
I think you're right that the left had no idea the can of worms they were opening, and I don't think that Republicans are capitalizing on it enough. I think
a few of them are. Ron DeSantis, a handful of others are making this, you know, a right. campaign issue, but not all of them for sure.
Right. We don't have that many Ron DeSantis's, and it's an issue because I think that this is not a controversial topic. I know it seems controversial, like, oh, you know, the woke have control of so many institutions and they're so loud. And so it seems like what we're saying is controversial. The things like, you know, not cutting the kids away from the parents, not turning the kids into child soldiers, not just all of the things that we talk about in the book that are being done to children, not sexualizing young children, none of that. Right. So it seems like maybe these are controversial topics, but they're not. These are like 80-20 issues, if not 85 and 90, you know, 15-10. Wokeism is very unpopular. And that's why it's implemented through force. They do it the way that they do it because if they told you, like, hey, we're introducing porn in the school libraries, nobody would want that. And so what they have to do is get those books in, and then you have to fight to get them out. So I think that Republicans should really understand that this is a layup for them. The issues like this do not come along that often. It's like this is what they should do. They should fight for the children. And, you know, we saw during COVID that some Republicans fought to open schools and some of them sat back. And that's the exact same thing is happening now.
I want to ask both of you to respond to this, but I'll start with Bethany. You and I have talked about on my show the contention that I have that the left don't like children. They seek to use them as pawns. They will kill them if necessary to get their agenda done. And I'm talking in the womb all the way through cutting off perfectly healthy breast tissue and other things in kids that are too young to make the decision and to keep it hidden from their mom and dad. Why aren't people speaking without fear, like your friend saying to your daughter, saying to her daughter, baby girl, that's just not healthy for you, and we're just not going to do that?
So, I mean, I think that people are speaking up to their individual children, but people are cowed into silence. And that, I mean, a lot of what Carol was talking about, how they implement this by force, is true. And if you look at it sort of on a micro level, you have parents who are told by the experts that you have to listen to. If you don't allow your child to transition, they will kill themselves. And there is not good data on transition or suicide. It's quite the opposite. It turns out it's indicative of mental illness, and if your child has all of these gender identity issues, they have other mental health issues, so you can't really
By the way, suicide numbers on people that do transition, let's not talk about that either.
Yeah.
Right. So the experts are telling individual scared parents that they have to go along or else. And I spoke to a lot of parents who were put in this position. And even, I mean, my girlfriend, who I talked about earlier in this segment, she cannot find a mental health provider who will help her because the professional organizations of all of these therapists, psychiatry, you name it, all of them force their members to abide by a code of conduct. And the code of conduct says you have to go along with this. You have to be gender affirming. It's the same with pediatricians. And so she can't go to her pediatrician either. And so parents are literally backed up against the wall by all of these woke professional associations. And it's very hard to find someone who will actually treat your child for what's going on with them. And so on a macro level, people are seeing what the media is doing to DeSantis, and he has had to absolutely wrap himself in Teflon.
That's it.
She's Bethany Mandel. She's Carol Markowitz. Kevin McCullough, glad to have both of you ladies with us tonight. This went way too fast. Good luck on the rest of the book launch.
Thank you so much,
please,
Kevin.
Come back. We have many Definitely. More important things to talk about. But also, check out Carol. She's usually with me on Tuesdays. Bethany is often with me on Fridays on Kevin McCullough Radio. You can get the podcasts anywhere you get podcasts. Ladies, have a great night.
Ready or not, we'll be right back. Show with Kevin McCullough.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
That Kevin Show with Kevin McCullough.
All right, my next guest has been making an impact in very subtle ways in recent days. In fact, if you were watching the NFL playoffs and into the Super Bowl, you saw some of the handiwork of what his organization has done. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together and make welcome Brad Hill. Brad, good to have you. Thanks for being here.
Oh, great to be with you.
What is GLOO? The people are immediately going to want to know, what does GLOO stand for?
Thanks for spelling it. Yeah, we're not good at spelling, so we somehow got the word right, but the spelling wrong. Glue's job in He Gets Us, we serve churches and ministries all over the place, and this is one of the projects we're most excited about. We connect things. We connect people to churches. We connect churches to content. And throughout this He Gets Us project, there's a lot of connecting taking place. So if you ever maybe did a live chat on our website or texted for prayer or wanted to get to a local church, that was the Glue team helping you do that.
Oh, that's interesting. Well, yeah, let's get right into the He Gets Us, because these were magnificent ads that really kind of took an edgy approach to even current kind of fundamental controversies, and then just sideswiped you with a slab of truth just coming out of the middle of nowhere. The concept behind them, genius. What's been the impact of them so far?
Yeah, you know, it's a very common story. We heard people say, I was watching these ads and it really got me. I had no idea I was watching a Jesus ad till the very end. And so that was a little bit on purpose, right? We want people to take notice. Very simply, what we would say is this radical, confounding love that Jesus displayed in the way he lived, the way he taught, his example. And we also want people to kind of rediscover that this person, Jesus, he relates to us like today. He's not irrelevant. He's not outdated. The experiences we have really map exactly to the way he led. And so at the Super Bowl, as you saw, Kevin, we explored two subjects. One was called Be Childlike. The other simply said, love your enemies. And we're really sort of exploring two sides of how it is we approach disagreement in our culture today. And we think that's a message most people can relate to.
Has there been any pushback? I remember one of them during the playoff games, actually prior to the Super Bowl, dealt with a story of migrants. And there was an idea that you were talking about like Central American people. And then all of a sudden, it was Mary, Joseph, and Jesus that were the kind of ultimate end of the sentence there. But what's been the response to the relatability of, like I said, the current crises and controversies that we are living through right now?
Right. Well, it's surprising when you read through the scriptures and really take an objective look at Jesus and you then retell that in a modern way, it can raise eyebrows sometimes. It can draw attention. So we've explored subjects like Jesus got angry. Jesus wept. Jesus was born to a teen mom. And then the one you're referring to, Jesus was a refugee. And you look at the definition, he and his family were forced to relocate because of oppression in their land. And so that ad and many others are really just looking at thin slices of who Jesus was. And each ad is probably speaking to someone different, you know, someone where maybe that's been your experience or it's been in your family. So those are the stories we get in is like, you got me. Like I had never seen this side of Jesus before.
Yeah. I'm curious, obviously you're wanting to be effective in placing the ads, and I'm sure putting them in the Super Bowl was no inexpensive venture. How are you measuring success in terms of their impact? Are you seeing people respond and contact the website, ask for prayer? What's been the metric of measurement?
Well, yeah, we weren't there selling chips or electric vehicles or beer, right? So we were really just trying, Kevin, to start a conversation. And so what we're excited by is the He Gets Us ads in the Super Bowl have been ranked by a number of organizations as the most talked about ads this year in the Super Bowl.
Wow.
So
no small feat.
Starting a conversation, we feel like, okay, mission accomplished. America's talking about Jesus. A couple other things we're really excited by, though. Through the ads, you go to a website. So we did see traffic spike. We did see lots of activity. But we saw a lot of people making commitments to do things, small little gestures of confounding love. Like the number one thing people want to do is forgive. I've personally talked to folks who said, this ad has opened up a gap that's been in my family for 20
wow.
years. We're talking.
Wow.
We've got people who have just felt led to pay off someone's medical debt. Or love an enemy, love a rival, those kinds of activities. So I don't know how you put a price tag always on individual acts, but we're seeing a lot of evidence that these messages are causing people to just look inside their lives, look inside themselves, you know, scripture tells us always be ready to give an answer for the hope that you have and do so with gentleness and respect. So we hope that that gets lived out, and we're seeing a lot of evidence that people are doing it in big numbers.
I'm sure that there's more that you would like to accomplish. How can people that are viewing or listening become part of the He Gets Us team?
Sure. Well, we have, of course, all the ads go to hegetsus.com. And on that website, you can read and watch everything we're doing. We'll have lots more to come. Lots of people doing Bible reading plans, by the way. That's been one of our top activities, which we're really encouraged by. People are going to the source text, basically. If you consider yourself a Jesus follower or Jesus fan, we set up a special community where we want to keep you informed and ask you to pray with us, etc. You can send a simple text. So if you send the words He Gets Us to 70193, promise we won't sell you anything, but we just want to keep you in the loop. So that option is there for somebody who says, I'm on the journey with Jesus already, but everybody's invited to come to hegetsus.com as well.
Send the text to He Gets Us at
70193.
Text the words He Gets Us, all one word, and you can join the team, so to speak, at hegetsus.com. Brad Hill, congratulations on all the success, and please keep us posted on how we can be of greater help going forward.
We'd be glad to. Thanks, Kevin. Appreciate it.
Got it. Coming right back on That Kevin Show. Don't go away.
Ready or not, we'll be right back. That Kevin.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I got to tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code, KMC.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
It's that Kevin Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, once again, Kristen Getty and Sky Peterson.
When the nation's raging death is at the door, when the wars are waged as they have been before, there's a refuge that I ride to, arrested from my fear. Nothing in this world can harm me here, and I take shelter, take shelter in the loving arms of God, and I will take shelter, take shelter.
Kristen and Sky's duets available at Spotify, also Apple Music. And thank you for being with us. It is That Kevin Show for March 11th, the weekend of March 11th, and we'll be back next week. I hope you'll join us.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.